left wondering as to whether they are now going to call back those MPs that they have expelled. But be that as it may, we are very clear here that the main issue for Zimbabweans right now is the callousness of this regime, the fact that they believe, they don't believe that Zimbabwe's life matter, and that Mnangagwa is using paralegal armed groups to harm and to attack Zimbabweans that they are afraid of. We know that the police are not happy with these groups taking their role. We know that the army is probably shocked that arms are being used this way. And I think that the region is unnerved by ZANU-PF becoming a state sponsor of terrorism.
So now, when we're looking at this issue, it seems as if these people want Mr. Nelson Chamisa to be a hopeless politician without a party at all. What's the way forward for you as MTC Alliance?
Well, President Chamisa has noted very clearly that what is happening now is akin to what Mr. Mnangagwa has done before, which is to try and create a de facto one-party state. This is why President Chamisa helped take the decision yesterday, or accepted the decision from the executive yesterday, which says that the party will continue with its name, and the party is going to resist ZANU-PF giving it an identity. Just today the president says the game is on. If they are playing a game, then honestly, we're going to take them seriously, and we're going to face them off. They will see a program that has been rolled out by the president, which will surely be accepted by Zimbabwe.
But technically, some people are saying that they are confused about what is going on. You can't have MTC Alliance Chamisa, MTC Alliance Coupe. So this is confusing people. How are you going to navigate, you know, on this, taking into account that the by-elections are very near?
Look, that's the intention of ZANU-PF. The president has put in place contingency measures to deal with all the unknowns of this situation. We know that ZANU-PF is really prepared to kill the party and to make sure President Chamisa is not part of the political game, and because they are scared of him. And because of that, we are now taking very serious evasive action. We are in the mode. We are in that zone where the game is on. Whatever game they're playing, it's now on. Let them bring it on, and we will see.
Are you going to take the matter to court?
Look, the strategy is not going to be something that unipolar, or that is going to be a single strategy. It's a multi-pronged strategy, because we're dealing with a ZANU-PF that is out for the kill, and for that reason we're going to be pragmatic. Politics is the art of the possible. We're going to do that which is possible given our circumstances.
There are some people who are,
we are out to win.
There are some people who are saying you should form another party and contest the forthcoming by-elections as a different entity altogether. What's your take on that?
The party of the president, the party of President Nelson Chamisa, is going to participate in elections when it wants to. Okay, the party of President Nelson Chamisa is not going to be cowed or pushed out by anybody. So the president, it was very clear yesterday, it's very clear today, that he will do that. The party will do. The people of Zimbabwe will do what it takes to contest in elections when they want to. And if they want to, and that nothing that ZANU-PF does will succeed. The president also said, remember, these people are only as successful as we let them be successful. They only kill because they ride on our fear. They abuse the army because we don't protect the army. The Zimbabwean army needs protection from this Turkish government, and that is what we are out to do. We are out to make sure that it is the people's will, no more that of ZANU-PF.